This award this year is as unlikely a year ago as it is deserved, or as it was deserved on the field, because everybody knew at this point last year that the starting cornerback position, or just a contributing corner opposite Brandon Flowers, was going to be a position of need for the Chiefs in 2013. Nobody knew one of those players was going to be the seventh-round draft selection of the San Francisco 49ers. But it doesn't matter how you got here. It just matters that you show up and play well. And that is the story for Marcus Cooper. He ended up playing in every single one of the games this year as a rookie after being drafted by the 49ers and played very well, as this award would represent. So the winner of the Mac Lee Hill Award, please say hello to Marcus Cooper.
First off, I want to thank you guys for coming out and having the support. It's much appreciated. To the Mac Lee family, thank you guys for having this award and, just coming out and supporting us, and it's a wonderful award for me to accept. I just want to say thank you for the award. Thank you for even being recognized as that individual and being seen as such. And I just want to just say thanks, everybody, once again, and hopefully I continue to be a part of the team and, continue to be as productive as possible. Thank you.
We're standing here today. It sure feels like a long time ago, 2 years ago, when we were all wondering, everybody who had a concern or care for the Kansas City Chiefs and how they would look in the 2012 season, when we all wondered how Jamaal Charles would bounce back and how he would look after that knee injury. Well, over 2,800 rushing yards later after two seasons and another outstanding season this past year, I think the answer is yes, he will be back and he'll be better than ever. And what every NFL team wants in a running back, first of all, they want rushing yards. Then they would love to have productivity in the passing game. So you have two check marks there for a yes for Jamaal. And what they really want but don't always get with superior talent is durability. And I think Jamaal has proven not only that productivity would be at a very high level after his knee injury, but he's extremely durable. He's been there game in and game out for the past two seasons. So no surprise, the Derek Thomas MVP award this past season, Jamaal Charles.
I mean, it's a great honor to have the Derek Thomas Award for my fourth time in my career as a Chief. It's a privilege to be honoring one of the best defense if that played this game. And, I'm so happy just seeing that my career can go so far. Four times, I can't believe it. I try to make something with it, if I put it in my incentive, if I get it one more time. it's real fun, I'm really excited. I can't wait till next year. It was a bomb going out the last game of that season that I didn't get a chance. I was trying so hard just to get back on because I would miss that for the world. And I'm just excited to be here and be a part of this again. It's a great event that the 101 Award Bankers throw every year. And I missed it last year because my friend had a wedding. But I'm happy to be back, and thank you.